The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I am so excited and honoured to be chatting to Lady Six, who is making her way back down to the top of the South in February to include us in her summer tour. Lady, how are you doing today?
So good this morning. So nice to speak to you.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, can you tell us a bit about this tour that you've got planned?
It's a summer tour and it's, what can I tell you about it really? It's our way of sort of coming back to Nelson. We had two incredible shows during my LeVar album tour, which we did earlier on in the year. And I just want to come back. I just want to get back there and get in front of your people again. It's just so nice always coming back to the South Island, being a South Island girl myself. And Nelson always shows up and shows out. So I just am so appreciative of it. And I'll just keep coming back if they keep having me, to be honest.
Oh, we will always have you down here. And yeah, your performance was absolutely incredible. I was at the one at DeVille. And
oh, were you?
Yeah, I was. It was such an incredible experience. But this is going to be quite a different venue because you're going out to Nudoff Vineyard, which is another amazing venue here at the top of the South. But you're going to have a much larger audience and bigger stage, more room to move. Can you tell us a bit about that venue? Have you played there before?
I've never played there before, so this will be my first time ever going there. So I don't even know what to expect. In fact, you describing it just now is the first time I've heard it described like that. So I'm like, oh, really? It's a bigger stage, is it? Oh, I might have to bring more people with me. The tickets have been selling like hotcakes down there, so I'm just so appreciative of like Nelson just showing up and turning out. Last tour at DeVille, we had a whole bunch of families come in, like generational whole families, like from Nan to like the 21st person in their family who was having a birthday or something. And we had at least like two or three different whole families come out. So it was so awesome. It's, it really is the kind of gig where you can bring like your whole entire tribe if you wanted to. Like we have that sort of set that allows the whole family on the dance floor, you know, that kind of vibe.
That's so lovely because it's such an important thing, like for me, is to share music with my daughter. And I will definitely be bringing her out to this gig because it's a beautiful, beautiful location, beautiful setting. And you're on stage is just something phenomenal. Can you tell us a bit, like we're coming to the end of 2025 somehow. I'm still kind of in denial. has there been like a standout highlight to your year so far, Lady?
Oh man, there's been so many standout highlights. We've done a couple of tours. We did one in, we did the album tour and then we did one before that. And I put out my record this year. I also just finished up at uni this year. So there's been a lot of different like highlights on a few different aspects of my life this year. So, and my son turned 21 this year, which is crazy. How can I be a mother of a 21-year-old? I am unsure. Seeing as I'm 21 myself.
Exactly, so, I was thinking that.
But there's been a few highlights and I'm just so grateful that that I've had the year that I've had, and going into 2026, I feel like things could only get better.
Starting off the year with a tour, have you got any other plans for the rest of 2026?
Oh my Lord, I hope not.
Rest.
I've just been like going around sort of doing this sort of promo campaign for the summer tour, just kind of preaching rest and recuperation for people. I really feel like, you know, a lot has been going on in the world, let alone just in our individual lives. And I feel like sometimes we forget to take a break, you know, like post-COVID, coming out of that sort of like the COVID coma, if you like, of having absolutely nothing to do and being sort of isolated. Everyone sort of, I guess, might have come out guns blazing because there were all these things to do. But now we're sort of 5 years down the track. I think it's a nice time to remind everyone that it's okay to take a wee break, to pause and to just reflect and recuperate from all that's gone on in the 5 years since. So that's really my mantra at the moment, is like, everyone take a break. Everyone is allowed. Everyone should give themselves permission to reflect and refresh.
Yeah, no, that sounds like great advice. I was sitting here going, yep, that sounds like exactly what I need personally.
Yeah, it has been the end of the year, right?
Yeah, it's been hectic. And I feel like this year has just flown by. Like, I still can't quite believe we're on our way to Christmas next week and everything that follows that. So have you got much planned for your Christmas? Are you going to have some time to reflect and relax, lady?
Yeah, totally. We're hosting Christmas at my house this year. So we've got all of the whoever's not going away is all coming over to my place. So I think this weekend will be the time to get the deck ready and start decorating. I'm just hoping that up here in the North Island that it doesn't rain, because it's been very rainy lately. So yeah, we're going to be hanging festoon lights, and we've got like the ham and the lamb all sorted. So I just actually did the invite to all of the different families that are coming over on Christmas, like last night. So it's all happening. It's all go.
It's all happening. It's locked in now. And of course, like, if someone hasn't got someone a Christmas present yet, what better present than tickets to your gig here in Nelson?
Hello. Christmas present.
I know. 21st of February, you're performing out at Noodle Vineyards. Now, to get tickets, you can get them through Banished Music. For your fans that are coming along, what are they to expect at this gig?
Oh, just a really fun time. Like, I really like to have an emphasis on just bringing some joyful energy to the space, whatever we do. And, you know, bring your dancing shoes and get ready just to have a real boogie and a really, like, intimate time. Even though, like you say, it's going to be a bigger audience with a bigger stage, I still really hope to engage in a really intimate way and bring that wherever I go, no matter what size the stage, really. So my hope is just to bring joy wherever I go, and because I really feel like we need it. We need more joyful experiences in our lives, that where you kind of think less and you're just kind of present and in the moment. So that's really what I hope to bring, and I hope that people get that sensation and that sense of that when they come and when they leave.
To be honest, like, your music is so beautiful, and you've got such an amazing stage presence, and there's nothing more cup filling than seeing live music, especially here in beautiful Aotearoa. Like, we're so grateful that you've got us on your tour circuit as well, being
always,
in Nelson.
Always.
So thank you so much. I'm going to let you back to your morning. I'm sure you've got plenty to do with Christmas next week and all your plans for that. So thank you for your time. So that's Lady Six coming here to the top of the South on February the 21st, heading out to the beautiful Nudoff Vineyards. And if you want to get your hands on tickets, great Christmas present, head to Banished Music. That's banishedmusic.com. Thanks again for your time today, lady.
Thank you so much, and see you in February.
I'll see you soon.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.